jazz composer Bruce Adolph, who's here in NPR Studio 4A with me right at this very moment, with one of his piano puzzlers taking a familiar tune and rewriting it in the style of a classical composer. Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you, Fred.
And of course, every time we do a piano puzzler, we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Father Bill Petro is joining us on the phone from Bancroft, West Virginia. Bill, welcome.
Well, thanks.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph, too.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi.
Bill, you have a rural church in western West Virginia.
Yes.
Do you have music in your church?
Yes, we do, but it's sometimes pre-recorded. Sometimes it's just out of the abundance of our hearts.
Well, nothing wrong with either one of those.
That's right.
Because music can add so much to the occasion. Bill, your turn for the piano puzzler here. Your job is to guess the tune that Bruce is disguising and the composer whose style he's imitating here as well. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, you and I can puzzle this out together. Are you ready for your piano puzzler?
Let's go for it.
Okay, here we go. Bruce, every one of your piano puzzlers is beautiful, each one more beautiful than the last, and this one another terrific little creation you've put together.
Thank you, Fred.
Bill, any thoughts on the tune that Bruce has hidden there or the composer whose style he's imitating?
I was just enthralled with listening to it.
You know, I was kind of the same way. I was kind of carried away just by the beauty of that.
Maybe I should play this again. This composer also wrote a lot of piano music, although also some symphonies and some lots and lots of songs and lots of chamber music. So maybe there'll be some hint in the textures and the rhythms that are telling of this composer. And I'll try to bring out the tune, which is a strange one, a little more.
Okay.
I'm getting the sense that we're planted firmly in the heart of the German Romantic era.
Yes, yes, you are, and so am I.
Schubert, Schumann.
Now, with Schumann, you couldn't possibly be closer and be not saying the right name. It's as close as you can get.
Robert Schumann had a composer who became a great friend of his, a young man he mentored along the way. Am I thinking of
you? Either have the right person or you have the correct answer.
I'm thinking of a guy who is, our stereotypical image of him is a kind of a stout belly and a long white beard and smoking a big cigar.
Well, no, nothing's coming to me.
Johannes
Brahms.
Oh, there.
Johannes Brahms. He's the guy, Johannes Brahms.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, about that tune.
Yes. I have to say, this is an old tune from probably the turn, definitely the turn of the previous century.
Turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, into the 20th century.
I was hearing a little four-note motif. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, that is there. Actually, sounds like Brahms could have written it.
Well, the song that we sang that to is "Glow, Little Glowworm."
That's it. Yes, glow, it's actually the original. The original words are "Shine, Little Glowworm," and then "Glimmer, Glimmer."
Glowworm, the tune, hidden in the style of Johannes Brahms for our piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph put that together. Bill Petro from Bancroft, West Virginia. Thank you, Bill, for tackling this very tricky piano puzzler.
Thank you all.
Bill, what's your public radio station?
Well, I get two of them, WVWV Huntington and WVPN Charleston.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.